it's amazing that we were able to get these airline tickets so cheaply.
It's great, isn't it? We can fly to Lawrence City for a fun weekend. Let's check in using this kiosk.
This is asking me to pay $50 to bring a piece of luggage aboard. I didn't know there were such strict baggage restrictions.
I didn't realize it either.
And we have to pay another fee to reserve a seat. I didn't know that the default was open seating.
Me neither.
Did you know that we're not flying directly to Lawrence City, but making two stops on the way?
Oh, no.
And there are other hidden fees for what they consider add-ons, things we would normally get for free on other airlines, like a soda, snack, blanket, and in-flight entertainment?
No, that's news to me.
Here's the kicker. We're not flying into Lawrence City Airport, but a remote airport 60 miles away. We'll pay a lot for ground transportation to our hotel. Should we get a refund and forget about the trip?
Sorry, one thing I do know is that there are no refunds or changes allowed.
I should have known flying on a budget airline would be like this. It doesn't seem like such a good deal now, does it?
No. This airline has turned nickel and diming into an art form.